Hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite time of the week. It is Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Cleo Doherty.
Hello.
What's going on, Cleo? How's it going?
Not much. Little cold outside.
Oh, my God.
Not happy about it.
No, I'm not either. I'm wearing a sweater and sweatpants. I immediately came home. I changed.
Yeah.
I took a hot shower, and I immediately got, like, bundled up.
Yeah, I like wearing cozy things, but I feel like I am just getting forced inside now, and I'm never going to leave my house.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. I mean, that is the one thing I do like about winter. I do like cozy,
yeah.
And just, like, you know, yeah. Getting a good hot drink.
1,000 animals in your house, so you get to cuddle animals all the time.
Amazing. It's amazing. I get to thank my lovely girlfriend for turning my house into a zoo, and I love it so much. So it's perfect. Yeah, it's amazing. But yeah. So, we have a, it was a topic that you thought I knew about. I have no idea.
Yes, yeah, I really was freaking out. I was scrambling. I thought I had already done this. I haven't done it. At least it's not on the website, so
yeah.
I don't think I would have done it. But perfect. Yeah, we're going to talk about the origins of the phrase, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you, which I've never heard before. Never heard before the story either.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody uses it in real life.
Yeah.
But before we...
Yeah,
we have an announcement to read about the lovely funding drive that's going on.
Yeah, for CGLO, if those of you guys didn't know, we have a funding drive going on right now. And Cleo, you can take it away.
Yeah, so CGLO invests in resources to provide Concordia University students with training to use professional broadcasting and recording equipment. And many students studying journalism and communications often add to their broadcasting and recording skills by contributing to CJLO. So in order to support these initiatives, please consider pledging your support. To find out how to donate, you can visit cjlo.com/donate.
Yeah, no, and we're doing a little bit of stretch goals for this too, for people donating. We're gonna, we'll post on our Instagram, basically a link to donate and stuff too, but Cleo has a lovely little project where that she, if you donate $5 to CGLO, we will
I'll make you lighter.
Yeah, she's gonna make you a lighter. A custom
unbranded lighter, yeah. With art in the public domain. I'll make them. They are very easy. I think I should maybe give my Instagram, which is just my first and last name. And if you send me the receipt of your donation to CJLO, then I will make the lighter for you and we can arrange how to get it to you. Inspired by Aviva on the Alley's lovely tier of donation opportunities. She's offering to make people cross stitches for them. So we might have some more stuff a little bit later. But for the meantime, we're going to start with that. So if you want a lighter, find me on Instagram. Donate on cjlo.com/donate.
Yes, and if you donate $10, we will do, well, not only will do a shout out if you donate in general, but we're gonna do a shout out and we'll actually let you pick some of our songs in the playlist.
Exactly.
And so we have two songs coming up before our ad break. Cleo, what did you pick for us?
So they're both new releases. The first one is Santé, which is Stromae's new song, which is very exciting.
Oh my God,
and the second one is Depends on What I Know by Good Morning.
Awesome. I love Stromae.
I'm so
excited.
Yeah, so good.
Perfect. All right. So don't touch that dial. Stay right here on 1690 AM CGLO. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Rosa, Rosa. Quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi, Albert. Quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bater. Toi, tu te prends des vestes au vestiaire. Arlette, arrête. Toi, la fête, tu la passes aux toilettes. Et si on célébrait ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Pour une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Bonne manière, pourquoi je ferais semblant? De toute façon, on est payé pour le faire. Tu te prends pour ma mère,
Dans une heure je reviens, que ce soit propre, qu'on puisse y manger par terre. 3 heures que j'attends. Franchement, il est fabrique ou quoi? Heureusement que c'est que de verre. Appelle-moi ton responsable et fais vite, elle pourrait se finir comme ça, ta carrière. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Frottez, frottez. Mieux vaut ne pas si. Frottez, frottez. Si tu ne me connais pas, brossez, brossez. Tu pourras toujours te brosser. Brosser, si tu ne me respectes pas. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Pilote d'avion ou infirmière, chauffeur de camion, hôtesse de l'air, boulanger ou marin pêcheur, un verre aux champions des pires horaires, aux jeunes parents bercés par les pleurs, aux insomniaques de profession, et tous ceux qui souffrent de peine de cœur, qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations. Qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations.
If I lose my patience, there's And so that was just sent a day by Stromae and Depends on What I Know by Good Morning. So Cleo, what's this saying? I don't even remember what it is because I don't think I've ever said it before in my life.
I don't think, and like, I don't know who came up with this phrase. I don't know who tries to tell people that this is a phrase that people use, but I've never heard it in my life. I'm also not American, and it is like an American thing. Yeah. So I thought if anybody's gonna know it, it's gonna be you.
Yeah, but, you're right.
It's if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Okay.
Or sometimes if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, and it's just to insinuate that somebody is gullible.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm super gullible, so I'm definitely. But yeah, the guy that we're talking about is named George C. Parker, and he's a man who sold the Brooklyn Bridge many, many times.
Wow.
So he was born in 1860.
Yeah.
And, he was an American con man, and he was
best... It wasn't owned by the city? Like, this guy owned the Brooklyn Bridge, or he was just selling...
No. He didn't own the Brooklyn Bridge. He sold the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, exactly. So he was an American con man, and... Basically, he made his living being a con man and selling, illegal sales of property that he did not own, often New York's public landmarks.
Oh my God.
So he sold the Brooklyn Bridge. He also sold the Met at one point, the Statue of Liberty. Uh-huh. So I'll talk about those later. But the Brooklyn Bridge was his most popular.
Oh my God.
It was speculated that he sold it as often as twice a week. But at least hundreds of times in his lifetime.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask my New York friends and we'll see if this is a saying because that's so funny. But yeah, so we're gonna hit you with an ad break and don't touch that dial. Stay right here at One Working Title and we'll come right back with a more the story of the selling the Brooklyn Bridge. Yes. Oh my God.